All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, period, poo.
Here we go. Oh, gay ass.
Here we go. This punk.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. Jay Lawhorn is here, as usual.
Your fave.
Fave. He's sitting in his grandma's living room right now.
Not like literal truth.
Yeah, but if you literally hear like plastic, it's from the couches. Like,
yeah. Yeah, y'all might hear her cuss me out in a few minutes.
Hi, boo. I have my eye patches on.
Wait, Wes, where do you have to go?
I have like a little birthday party, but I was drinking last night, so I'm not trying to be caught out here. I have my wits about me.
Hot in the pants all weekend.
Hey, it's a 3-day weekend. My birthday's coming up, actually.
Oh, right, because of that hot.
Yeah, President's Day is Monday. I didn't even realize until Friday.
Oh, President's Day. Does that count still?
Does it matter anymore? They don't have those anymore. We are so fucking cooked. Like,
I'm more concerned what's going on with my soon-to-be mayor that y'all needed to have gotten rid of already. Because I'm not trying to come back to that.
Baby, oh my God. We ain't ever getting it together in New York. I don't know. We've always been... Like, Eric Adams is, I mean, he's, like, exceptionally bad, but you know I hate him more than life itself, so.
But, like, Kathy ain't bad, right? Like, she okay.
No, she's bad, too. Everyone's very stupid.
It's giving dummy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about him for a second, actually. He was bribing foreign officials. They were indicting him. And then now, because he talked to Trump, and now he's going to work with him on mass deportations. I mean, it's a mess.
I saw the news piece and I was like, this can't be real.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And even the punks are mad. They took off the T and LGBT in front of Stonewall at the park.
Oh, I saw that.
The punks are pissed.
They should be.
Yes, absolutely.
But like, they should be, but some of them be the messiest and be the biggest haters of the tea. So y'all need to get that together too.
Y'all let me know how it goes. I'm not marching anymore. Y'all can figure it out.
Marching? No, no. Don't ask me for shit.
I'm like a donate or something.
I'm not getting tear gassed, girl.
You could got me. I got my wits about me. I'm not getting tear gassed at nobody's Stonewall.
I'm not set up like I used to be.
But I still run fast. Don't get it.
None of y'all can beat me up still, but I can't beat up cops, though. So, like, y'all, I'm not fighting military. So,
Oh, my God. So that's happening.
Okay.
I was going to say something about, don't call me about anything. I might could donate, but.
I might could donate. Wow. I might give y'all a couple $2-3, but get off my line.
Everyone is talking all week this week about like Cowboy Carter tickets. I'm saving my money for eggs. I don't know what y'all doing. And that album don't even hit the way it needs to.
Wow. And what we're not going to do. Y'all, we're pointing at each other in the camera. What we're not going to do.
I'm not a hater.
It's giving like a little bit of it, though.
I can't be a hater.
It's just like you're like you being from where you're from with that kind. That's wild that you even
went to high school with her. So I'm allowed to speak my.
The way that you just said that, knowing the beehive somehow overlaps with the pets. Sometimes they're coming.
They're coming for me. Come to my door, though. Oh, we keep that thing on us around here. Don't come knocking over here.
And you sleep on the heat. Like, they're going to be, wait, you didn't tell us you went to high school with her. They're about to
follow you. My grandma sleeps with a gun under her pillow. Stop playing with me.
That, I mean, good.
Is your grandmother, yeah?
Yeah, there's a shotgun in the back.
It's something about a Southern woman, because I think there's this common misconception that all Southern women are just like real polite and nice. No, like real Southern women are like Sutton's mom, real nasty and real rude.
I got the black son's mom in
Yeah,
my kitchen. Like,
we got enough of them.
yeah, and I live for it all day.
10 or 20 of them bitches could really destabilize a foreign government.
And they go up for their family only, because
Yes,
then
yeah.
everybody else is an op. So it's
R
like,
real rude. Just real nasty and rude. Let's talk about Sutton's mom, Reba. Oh my God.
hates her,
Hate her, however,
but
kept.
loves her because she's like, well, you're mine.
Yeah, you
So,
minds. Yeah, but I don't need to tell you I'm proud of you. It's like, whatever.
right, like,
Like, girl, fuck you.
girl, go do your show. Like, she
Yeah, girl,
was
fuck you. Leave me alone. I'm like really fucking obsessed with her, but like hate her. I love Sutton, but I don't like her. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah, I go in and out with Sutton. Like, I love Sutton down because she's a Georgia girl. So,
yeah,
like,
like I can't hate her, but I'm like, but I
but
don't like you. I'm not hanging out with you. But
I mean, my favorite person this season, which is like so wild for me to even say this, Erica Jayne. Like, get that coonery out of my face.
I'm showing him my Popeyes drink because I got Popeyes today.
And the fact that you're eating it there is crazy to me.
I'm drinking my little Diet Coke.
Is there alcohol in
I'm
that?
gonna diet. No, not yet.
You know, I stopped drinking.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Why? Wait, what?
You was like, right on. You was like, I don't like the timing of this.
Girl, you can't, how you go from talking about Sutton to not drinking? Those two don't, they don't. What happened?
Nothing.
You didn't
It
tell me this.
was just time.
Okay, yeah. All
Like,
right.
it's because, you know, I'm about to be 40 this year, finally.
I support it.
But I'm gonna be drinking all that NA stuff, being messy too. So, like, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I can turn up still. That's what y'all go see. I turns up without it. Like,
New York is not reading.
y'all are not ready.
Circling back in Sutton's mom real quick.
Yes.
Terrible woman,
Okay,
captivating television,
that's.
and fully understanding why Sutton is the way she is now.
Yeah, no,
That's some real insight.
she definitely adds context to why Sutton is.
And she humanizes her.
She does, because you're like, ooh, Sutton's actually broken. Like,
Who is one housewife that you think would really benefit from a mom episode? Like if you met their mom, you'd be like, oh, you could really benefit and like from the humanization of that moment.
Erica Jayne.
Well, we met her mom on the show.
But it wasn't like enough though. And
Yeah.
I want to see it post her being a fallen from grace. But if we're booming, if we're zooming out of just Beverly Hills,
Anything.
Mary Cosby. I just want to see it because
Ooh, yeah, no,
she's her
absolutely.
biggest hater. Like, I
Yeah,
want to
yeah, yeah.
see it.
Yeah, she talks shit about her mama.
But also her mama was like trying to compete with her. Like, it's like, I
Yeah.
need to see what this woman. I also would like to see have. Kind of, I want to see Meredith Marks with her mom.
I want to see. I think the person that could benefit the most, probably across any franchise, would be Lisa Barlow because she's not real. And you don't really see any. I know.
My God, that
And you know,
woman.
I don't even really like her, but I'm just saying, like, I
She's
think.
great television.
Yeah, but I think she could use a mom moment. What does her mom even like look like? I wonder, you know?
Probably look like her,
Yeah, right.
and probably don't even talk to her.
She looks crazy. I want her to just like drink some water.
I want her to like, I
I'm
want her
sorry.
to, I want her to make, no, I, you know, I don't want anything to be touched with SLC because it eats. Like, I actually want, I like, don't change anything, actually. Like, it's so good.
It really is. That three-part reunion is a little long for
It
me.
was, I was
I
just
don't
like,
know that I ever love a three-parter.
I kind of want us to go back to just one night.
Yeah, let's just get it real
Cram it in.
condensed, cram it in.
Yeah.
Because like I think the last time that I like loved and really felt like a three-parter was absolutely necessary was Atlanta that one year when Phaedra made up the rumor. That was three parts, and that you needed every moment.
Or any Atlanta, anytime Kim was there, I needed it to get extended because I just wanted to see it. When it was the Nene, Kenya, Kim, Portia, all I need that. Like, I don't know what y'all gotta do to make all them bitches come back, but I hate to say it, we need Kim Zolciak back.
I know. Darkness
This
needs
new
the
lineup.
lightness needs the dark.
Yep. I need, like, because Kim, she could throw in, like, she kept up.
Yeah, it's like prime Trump country. So
But if she eats, though, and I feel like I'm mad because I don't like that new trailer didn't really hit for me.
ooh, we're gonna talk about it.
Oof.
I'll save it for the
Okay.
give me a little sip of my
The way you're sipping on that Popeyes cup like an auntie, put it down.
I was talking to, why did I read this on Instagram the other day, y'all. I was like texting with you, and I was like, imagine, I'd be so pissed. You get to heaven finally, and then they make you an angel, so then you got to get up and go to work every day. What you mean I'm a guardian? And I don't even claim them on my taxes. What you mean I'm a guardian?
You gotta go get your charge together,
What you
girl.
mean I got to get
No,
up in the morning and go down to earth again and guard someone? Like,
you're like, I thought I
I
got
would
to
be
stay up
so
here.
pissed. Jay was like, no, send me to hell.
No,
Give
I
me,
was
I want to
definitely,
transfer.
I'm gonna transfer straight down there to the pits and be running shit.
They be hyped on there, I'm sure.
Oh, hype.
Heaven is loser bitch central, let's be honest.
It's weirdo vibes up there. Like, it's giving weirdo. Like, I do not want to be up there.
Wendy Williams, I know I just literally right when before we got on here, she was in a Miami airport. She's going to see her father for his birthday. Happy for her. She looks,
Watching her talk, just like it was so
yeah.
weird. I was just like, oh my God, is she actually
She
back?
snapped out of it.
But like, who was that before?
I
Like,
don't know. I think
they
it had to
did
have been
that to her.
medication.
They did that to her. I was like, this is crazy. This woman sounds like she didn't miss a beat. Like, it was just like back to herself. And I'm so excited.
Diddy done. That's all I needed to hear when she said Diddy done. I was like,
She
oh,
came
Wendy's
back
back.
right when we needed her. It's like
Yeah.
Superman. Like,
Yeah.
she showed up right when we needed her.
You know what I think, like, it actually would be even better now is she should just have like a YouTube show. 'Cause then she could really talk her shit and say
I want her
whatever.
on whatever platform that lets her get in the mess.
Yeah. Oh my God. So if you guys aren't keeping up, I guess on Wednesday she asked a judge to end her guardianship. She signed an affidavit, and then I guess her lawyers are going to file an emergency order to force the judge to look into ending her years-long guardianship. So, why is it always women getting in guardianships? Why is Kanye not in?
Women in guardianships overseen by men.
You saw those swastika shirts.
You know what? Can I say?
What?
Okay.
What?
That's
Don't.
no, oh no, don't. That's never coming out of my mouth. If
Oh,
you
I
say
know. Wait,
that,
what you gonna
no,
say?
I'm trying to say, can we figure out a way to pack Kanye up? Like,
Oh
I'm
yeah,
done.
absolutely. I was like, yeah, no, absolutely. We are. Yep.
But like,
Can't someone do it? Please, come on
Luigi
now.
got a cousin? Like,
Okay, listen.
I'm sick of arguing with these people. Like, I'm just
All
not
these people.
interested. I'm not doing it. Like,
You know who's sick of arguing with him? That Kim K voodoo doll he always brings to all the award shows
she is
is
creepy.
just creepy, but you know she's leaving him. She's
I
leaving
don't
him.
to do what?
I don't know. She don't have a prenup either, but I don't think he's gonna have any money by the end of this, so
She is so weird. It's
she's a
like
weirdo bitch too, so
Humiliation kink. I don't know what's going on over there. Like, it's
yeah.
weird.
Butt naked
Ugh.
on the Grammys red carpet, like
Like, to the point that they wouldn't even let you in because you got your cat out. It's like,
that is
girl,
so
what is
stinky. That is
it's
so fucking foul to me. Like,
so low
we are
lifey.
so low and in the gutter.
Like,
My mama
who?
was in the gutter.
Like, what kind of, you know what? Let me stop.
Speaking of the Grammys, Beyoncé Album of the Year, Cabo Carter. It
Yes, finally.
was really that award show felt like Kamala won. Like it felt
It
like.
did.
It felt like, oh, this would hit better if she had won. But I
Because,
mean,
like,
it's, you
everybody
know,
black won. And I was like, yes,
yeah, and it's
finally.
all women.
And it was like, girl, it was the girlies and Kendrick. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time I've watched the Grammys.
I know. And I didn't even really watch her. I just had on in the background. But, you know, from what I saw, I was tapping my toe a little bit. I like the beat.
Yeah,
I like
really
the beat.
fun
Yeah, it's really
with the
fun.
beat. I mean,
Speaking
Charli
of,
XCX is that girl too, so that performance was a vibe.
yeah, I back her. I'm not like a huge Charli XCX fan, but
I'm
I'm
not
like
either,
I
but
like,
I like how messy she is because she talks about
yeah.
her. She's always talking about her, and I love it. Like, I'm just like, I go up for her.
It's like I'm not like listening to the music, but I'm happy she's making it, and I just hope she has fun, you know. I just like that she's getting, you
You're
know.
like, I hope her life turns out. I love her.
Yeah, like I like it. You know, I feel like we grew up with her because like we're
We did.
millennials and we kind of were there from the ground up. Like
Yeah.
when she was boom, boom, clap, like
Oh my God, I forgot.
boom, boom, clap.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You might not be a tech genius, but you want your business to crush it, and you need a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost makes it easy. Customized, optimized, and monetized. Everything exactly how you want with AI. Your site can be up within minutes. You really won't believe it. The search engine tools even help you get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Right.
Lately, I've been really nostalgic for the early 2010s. Like that whole fucking recession bop era. We talked about this recession music. It was just like when we were in the clubs, you know, when people used to dance. Yeah. Grammys. That was fun. My birthday's coming up. My
What
birthday's
are you
coming.
doing?
Me and some friends are going to Queens, an evening in Queens. There's like, okay,
What
so
does that mean?
in Jackson Heights, apparently, there's like a really, it's like the highest concentration of LGBTQ nightlife in New York outside of Hell's Kitchen, really. It's like these cluster of gay-owned restaurants and clubs,
Okay.
and they're all like on this one strip. And so we've done this like years ago where you just could do a bar crawl and go to each one.
Oh.
And they're like trashy fun, like you know me, I'm like I like trash, like I'm trashy too. So we're starting it at this restaurant called Mojitos,
Okay, I
and
like that.
it's just like real like tacky big drinks. We're gonna start there, then we're gonna go to one of the places, a hookah spot. I mean, it's gonna be we're gonna have fun. It's gonna be,
Okay.
yeah,
I'm excited for
the Queens
you.
experience. Yeah,
Okay.
we'll be filming, so you'll see.
You'll be filming.
We feel like, you know, women with the phone.
Oh, I thought you was like, Bravo. What are you talking about?
No,
You
Robert.
were filming a pilot. I'm
You
like,
know
what?
what?
That
No.
would not, because I would have to be there. So,
Yeah, you would
yeah.
have to be on it. Yeah.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cute. Wait, which birthday is this? How old are you again?
Oh, we're not doing that.
Oh. Y'all, you see her being coy.
I got my eye patches on.
These eye patches that you go need to do more than
Shut up. All right.
that.
You know, I've never had Botox ever.
I know.
And you haven't either, right? Or do you? Yeah, no need for
We
us.
don't
We're
do that over here.
yeah, no, we're good. But my grandmother, I was just with her like last week, 2 weeks ago, and we were in the car and she's like talking about her Botox, and I was like, you know, I've never had it. She looked at me like I was fucking crazy. You're
Not
like, I
like,
needed
ma'am,
it, but
you're white,
I
not
mean,
me.
you need it, not me. Madeline, you need it.
You're
Don't
like,
look over
stay
here.
on your side of the family with
Shut up.
that
Sorry, Grandma, I love you.
mask. We love you, Granny, but.
Oh my God. Kendrick Lamar, loved him at the Grammys. Super Bowl. Did you watch the Super Bowl? Yeah, I know you didn't watch it. I don't know. But did you watch the halftime?
Yeah.
SZA ate that. You know I love her. Lioness. I
She
love you.
fake,
She
pick
is fake. I
me.
love shut up.
Like, the
You're
music is.
so
I've been off
because you
her.
know if you were in concert, you would be screaming hype.
I would be
Shut up.
asleep. But okay.
You're so fucking fake. I can't stand it. Ugh. Anyways, I love SZA. You know me. I just like, and I love she lies.
She's a fun liar, so we like
Yeah,
it.
yeah. Speaking of liar, Denise Richards getting her own Bravo show.
Wait,
I'm
is she? I didn't see
You
that.
didn't see this? Oh my
Wait,
God. It's
stop.
called
What is it called?
it's called Wild Denise Richards Wild Things. So she's talking,
Betty.
it's
Betty.
yeah, a nod at her movie, but it's about her
Iconic.
and her kids, and her daughters are like wild things because one of them has the OnlyFans. And I think it's like her the new generation of
Of
anyways,
ho
it's
shit.
just
I love
her and
it.
her husband and his kooky ass. And I think that that's the sweet spot for Denise Richards. Like
I agree.
she doesn't really work in the group context of Housewives,
No.
but she's just like an old, like the show is giving early 2000s reality show when nothing happens. It's like the Osbournes. Like the whole episode is going to the grocery store and being like,
Yeah.
and like
It's like
pushing
the
him.
Jessica Simpson and Nick show where
Like
you're like,
nothing
they're just on
happens.
the couch and
Yeah,
you're
we're
like,
just
what's
being like
going on?
kooky. Like I am so ready for this. As I just said, I've been really reminiscent for the early aughts. Give me an old school reality show where we don't need to be fussing and fighting at a dinner table or a brunch.
Right.
We just need to be like sitting on the couch and just chit-chatting about
Right.
nothing. Like, give me the Anna Nicole Smith show. Half the shit was filmed in her bedroom
Right.
because she couldn't move. I love that show. You never get me off of that fucking show
No,
ever. That
Anna
is
Nicole
the.
was that girl.
I have
Like,
the DVD set. What are you talking about?
wow.
Cousin Shelly?
Nut job, and
Nut
I'm just here
job.
for it. Here for it.
Yeah, no, I just love like those old school reality shows where like nothing happens and it just be give it to me. Okay, so you know we gotta talk about it.
About what?
Our chosen leader, Onaijah Robertson.
Oh, this is not gonna end well.
Oh
And
no. No,
I'm
it
like,
already has it because
is she trapped in Dubai or is she back? Because you can't rip and run the streets like that over there.
let's start from scratch because we have not been on here talking about it from jump.
Because it was so overstimulating. I was just like, I can't do this.
And
Like,
every video that we saw of her looked like it was taken with a baked potato.
it
Like it
was like
was like
her in kabuki makeup with the baked potato from camera. And it's just like, in
you
her.
know, I kept seeing it on the timeline for days and I just purposely ignored it. I was like, what is going on here? I'm never
I did
clicking on the
too.
video until I couldn't ignore it any longer. And then I clicked on it and she was like, I'm not talking unless you're giving me land or 20K or more a week. You hear me?
Like, who are you talking
Do
to?
y'all agree?
Like, Shabana, like, girl, stop.
Shabana. Yes, I'm good, Shabana.
Shabana's like, no, you talk.
Yeah,
Like,
no,
girl,
she's
that's
like,
a
girl, don't
cop.
bring me into that
Like,
mess. She said, making demands to the fucking government. Shabana's in a fucking government uniform. She's like, girl, don't bring me into this shit. She's just making
my
sure you,
team,
my
girl,
team,
what?
rolling around with that blue Rolly suitcase in the kabuki. You know what? I don't even think, I don't think it's kabuki makeup. I think she was bleaching her skin.
No, it was that's what I call kabuki.
Okay, yeah, but she was bleaching her skin, I think. But it would look
The
like ombre
face.
because the face was the only the lower half was getting in the sun, but then the top half was so.
Yeah, she was bleaching. All you do is check the knuckles. That's how you know.
It's
She.
you are never make me hate her. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, she's incredible because the way that she is gallivanting through these people's countries, acting like she's a citizen, is wild to me.
She's not acting like a citizen. She's acting like the prime minister, and they're giving her that.
She's
She's
bossing
having.
around government officials, and I'm like, how are y'all allowing this?
She's get, having it her way. And they're treating it like when they had the old school microphone setup, all just lay 50 microphones in a row at a desk in the hot sun. And she gets up and she
Nuts.
starts smoking a cigarette.
I was like, the first thing I said was like, are women allowed to do that there? Like, I just didn't know any answers. Like, I was just like, I'm so confused.
They are now.
Because I'm like, she's moving real fast and loose, and I don't know how it's set up over there.
She shattered the glass ceiling for sure over
She
there.
kind of did, and
Yeah.
we're doing a lot by even saying that, but she kind of.
I'm sorry. Is that offensive in some way?
I feel like it might be because we're like, but she kind of did though. Like, there's no way.
Like, anyways, shout out to Pakistan. Where are we in Pakistan this summer? Are we in Pakistan?
Are we allowed? Like, I
I
don't know if
don't
we can
should
go.
they let her in?
But I don't think we can go.
Ladies, are we in Pakistan this summer? Drop in the comments below and let me
Let us
know.
know after the episode drop if you're a Pakistani pet, if we can come there and not get jumped.
So like, what's the move? What's the move?
Who all over there?
Oh my god! You know I kind of want to be here for Halloween. Get the Rolly suitcase with the thing.
Oh, that's a definite.
Yeah, like a PCS cell phone.
Gonna, see, this would be my first Halloween actually having to do.
You could be Shabana.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Group costume.
We got to get everybody. We got to get the team too. So this is gonna be cute.
I need a Shabana so bad.
Everybody needs a Shabana.
Absolutely.
That woman should train our police force.
That's like, a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. The way she was because for a minute I was like, is she friends with Shabana? And I was like. Then they were like, Shabana's a cop, girl.
You know who Shabana reminds me of?
That not Kamala her remind meme. You of someone.
Yeah, she reminds me of the Kamala meme where she's in the police uniform like this.
Officer over there.
Officer like- right over there. Yeah. I need someone to give her a blowout, like a soap press. And
can we get Shabana in our government? She eats.
She would eat. She would eat. She'd lock all these people up. All the people that Trump just pardoned, she'd be right back in.
She would lock him up. She'd be like, nope.
All the people that he's pardoning are all being killed now. They get in fights with the police officers. One of them gotten pulled over for a traffic stop, pulled a gun on a fucking...
Concepts of thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I got.
One more thing, and then we're going to go over to the B-side because we want to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. We're going to talk about other things. Whatever Alon is doing with our personal data, even saying this right now, probably going to get us got.
Oh, yeah, we're getting got.
Yeah, I mean, he got everything at this point, so we are so fucking cooked. But I'm now seeing all the TikToks of all the farmers that are like, oh, I'm going to lose my farm. And then everyone's like, real quick, who'd you vote for? Got it. Okay.
I'm laughing every time they pop up.
Yeah, no.
Y'all about there's to a whole, there's SNAP a whole town in Alabama that now everybody's broke and poor because it was where they made pennies. Mm-hmm. So now that he's like, oh, we don't need it anymore.
Oh, and he's taking a penny his way.
But all of y'all voted for this man. Mm-hmm. And the entire town's employed by the one company that mints them. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. I don't know how to feel. Don't care.
Literally like, couldn't care. Literally have couldn't fun. Care. Yeah.
Eggs, $25. You have no more pennies. Good luck.
Rot. I don't know.
Because I got eggs. I'm good.
Y'all only eat McDonald's anyway, so I don't know why y'all talk about eggs so much.
That went up. I'm down here. Everything high. My grandma was like, ooh, I can't get nothing. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. She's like, them white folks done messed it up for everybody.
Y'all had it so good in the shade, and y'all still found a way. Y'all it's something about set. The South.
It reset me. I feel cute. I'm glad to be back over here.
You know what it is, though? The South is just real special. The South was never really properly punished for slavery or treason. And for that reason, and that reason alone, the nation has never really fully recovered.
Nope. Now y'all getting punished, so we might get some healing.
Because we shouldn't have, like, just been like, okay, after they tried to fucking, like, overthrow, you know.
Yeah, I want all of y'all fired.
We should have been spent the block when that happened the first time and then really got everybody up out of here. Anyways, let's go over to the bonus episode.
Let's do it.
Talk about some other things. Is there anything else I want to talk about over here? Lauren Boebert and Kid Rock. We're hunching. You saw that?
It stinks.
Stinks. Good. They made a new bird flu in that cab. She's a bird.
She's a bird.
Chirp, chirp. Absolutely.
The biggest one.
Yes, absolutely.
Ugly. Ugh.
Okay, yeah. Guys, go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to this and bonus episode and any previous ones. And Jay, any parting message for people?
Stay vigilant.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Don't wait until tomorrow. Punch them right now.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, don't.
Like that asteroid's on the way too. They keep not telling us where it's at, and it's with almost haste. Here.
Yeah. Yes. TikTok is back in the App Store. So.
Oh, I saw that. I almost sold my phone for 5 G's before it came back.
Hey, listen, at this point, I was like, TikTok is the only thing keeping us together at this point. So just
I
keep it
mean,
on.
I'm still on Red Note. I did not abandon the Chinese. I love it over there.
I did not abandon the Chinese. Wow. Okay. Love you guys. See you over there on the B side. We'll be over there chopping it up. Bye.
Bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.